Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Hello. Testing, is this on? Thank you. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hockey season is here, and now you can rep KISW at an upcoming Seattle hockey game. How about that?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I can't believe that it's back. Saw some of the players that were on the practice facility getting ready. Brandon Tanev, did you see his new media picture?
No.
It's fantastic.
It's exactly like what you'd expect from him again.
Oh, Brandon, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, he saw a ghost again.
Yeah. I'm so glad he's back.
Oh. Yeah, that's the most recent one. Shorter hair.
Yeah.
Same look. I know, I forgot that he was even on the team because it's been so long, but yeah. I'm pumped that he's back.
That is so fantastic. Yeah, it's good. And let's have Turbo stay healthy, man. Let's make that happen. And let's have you get these rock shirts. They really are cool looking, man. I mean, they got the rock logo basically being dragged underwater by some mysterious sea creature. You want this shirt? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play.
Happy, happy, happy Monday!
Happy Monday, Victoria!
Who is ready to play Beat Migs?
I feel like I'm a little more ready now than I was earlier.
Oh, that's good.
You seem more awake.
I do. The coffee's kicked in. I ate some food.
Ooh.
I feel like 80% of a human being.
I mean, that's more than earlier, which was what, maybe 20?
Yeah, it was bad.
But you still won earlier today. So let's see if Chris has a better shot. Today we have Chris from California. Chris, are you there?
BJ Shane!
Who cares?
All right, Steve, now get the hell out of here.
Let's go.
Get out of here.
For those who are playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in what country?
Austria.
Correct. On Sesame Street, which two characters live in an apartment at 123 Sesame
Bert and Ernie.
Street? Yep. Singer James Brown passed away in 2006 on what holiday?
Christmas.
Correct. If you want to raise Thor's hammer, what must you be?
Worthy.
Correct. What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
Pass.
What type of tea flavored with oil? What type of tea is flavored with the oil from the bergamot orange?
Pass.
What is the frothy foam on top of a freshly poured beer called?
The head.
Correct. When the Corvette was first introduced in 1953, it was only available in what color?
Blue.
Nope.
Green.
Nope.
Black.
Nope. What holiday do we celebrate on the first Monday of September?
Pass.
What is Mickey Mouse's dog's name?
Pluto.
Correct. Woo-hoo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Woo, oh. You did really well. You kept passing, so he was able to at least get to all the questions.
That's true.
So yeah. We shall see.
He's going to hate himself, though, for that holiday he missed.
Right.
He's going to hate himself when he's going to be like, oh.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
Me
if,
or him?
Oh, well, I hope you miss it, too. That way there'll be a mutual hate party, and I'll be winning.
Oh, fine.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes!
Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in what country?
Austria.
Correct. On Sesame Street, which two characters live in an apartment at 123 Sesame Street?
It's got to be Bert and Ernie.
Correct.
Robert Ducky.
Singer James Brown passed away in 2006 on what holiday?
Christmas.
Correct.
Oh.
If you want to raise Thor's hammer, what must you be?
A girl.
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that is true, at least in the last movie.
You have to be a god.
No.
You have to be strong.
No.
Oh.
What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
What vegetables? Eggplant.
Nope.
Broccoli.
Nope.
Cauliflower.
No.
Cauliflower.
Oh.
What type of tea is flavored with the oil from the bergamot orange?
Hibiscus.
No.
Orange tea.
No.
General So's tea.
No.
General So's tea, yes.
I don't know.
What is the frothy foam on top of a freshly poured beer called?
Head.
Correct. When the Corvette was first introduced in 1953, it was only available in what color?
Red.
No.
White.
Oh. Yeah, it was white, but that
Damn
was
it.
Too late.
Too late.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you, sir.
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, which means you lose, Steve.
Oh.
Woo. 6-4.
You got to get tired again, man.
Nice yeah. work, Chris.
Steve.
Thank you.
Steve.
Yes.
Suck it.
Oh, wow.
Very well, aggressive for almost
good sportsmanship
morning.
Is not dead.
No, it's
I
not.
Love it.
Congratulations to everybody involved. In
Have
that.
A great Monday.
Yeah.
I hope course, you had every traffic light.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that right, is well, harsh.
What?
Yeah.
No?
It's almost as bad as saying, I hope you step on a Lego.
Yeah.
That's meaner.
Yeah, Steve, don't worry. We got something special for you.
Yeah, buddy. Steve!
All right, the question that he did get that you did not, if you want to raise Thor's hammer, you what must you be? The answer is worthy.
Worthy, my friend.
You must be worthy to raise Thor's hammer.
Who determines that?
The hammer.
The hammer.
No, the hammer determines it.
It's a very
literally.
Judgmental hammer.
Yeah. It is. Not just anyone can raise it. And even for a while, Thor has not been worthy.
Yeah.
Did you not watch the first movie?
You know, I did. On. I don't remember any of it.
That's right. It's all up to Mew Mew. Mew Mew makes the call.
Mew Mew?
That's the nickname.
That's cat?
That's the nickname of the hammer, Mjolnir. Everyone calls it Mew Mew because no one can pronounce Mjolnir.
Exactly.
So what was the question that the person was going to be mad at themselves about?
Oh, you didn't get to that one. What holiday do we celebrate on the first Monday of September?
Labor Day.
Yep.
Yeah,
damn it.
He did not know it.
All right. The two that neither of you got to or didn't get, what vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
Danny, do you know it?
I don't.
Oh, it's spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And
delicious, man.
BJ might know this one because he's a Star Trek fan. What type of tea is flavored with oil from the bergamot orange?
Well, you know, it's funny, Vicky. I was trying to figure out all this stuff, and I thought, you know what? My third guess would be tea, hot, Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Yeah, Captain Picard's favorite tea.
How sad is it? Once you said BJ, I know it. I was like, oh, it's Earl Grey.
Yeah, you knew it too, Steve. How bad is that?
You didn't have
that
to wait for me to say Star Trek, huh?
No, because you've quoted that so many times. Yeah. Like, that's the only tea that he ever mentions.
Yep.
And let's see if you would have gotten the last one. What is Mickey Mouse's dog's name?
That's Pluto.
Yep.
Oh,
so if you would have gone
Steve.
To him, you would have had a shot.
Victory so close.
Yep, and you did get white as the first Corvette ever.
Someone said they weren't doing well getting paint to stick to fiberglass. That was one reason why Corvettes were only available in white that year.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, well, there you go.
You got to get some primer on that bitch. Anyways.
I was thinking white too, man. I would have gone red, blue because I go primary colors. And then I thought, no way, it's yellow. And then you get, well, do I go between black and white? And I was like, you know, I'm going to go white.
I always get thrown off when I see a Corvette that's not red. You're just so conditioned to always see a red Corvette.
Well, thanks to Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for playing Beat Mix.
You're very welcome. I didn't play, but I still appreciate the courtesy.
You participated.
We got a reporter in West Virginia. This man, this is excellence in broadcasting. This reporter got hit by a car during a live shot and did not miss a beat.
Dude, the video of this is just insane because she's just out there doing a report like a lot of the on-the-field reporters do. And then a car, luckily not coming fast, but still knocked her down. I mean, you're not expecting a car to hit you.
Yeah, if
Thank
I get
God.
Hit enough to get knocked down, I'm swearing. You can catch this on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com if you want to see this video. WSAZ-TV reporter Tori Yorgi had started to report from the field, and like Steve said, you see a car come from behind and strike her.
Now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. One
you sure
woman
you're
man.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so
good. It is all good. You know, I... Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Oh,
but this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that.
That guy,
jeez.
I'm sure he cares. He doesn't sound it.
No, he doesn't. It's like he's using the newscaster voice the entire time.
Yeah.
And boy, it's like you sound like you're dead inside. Like, did you get hit high or
I don't
low?
Know if he could see what happened because I'd be the worst reporter. If I saw that and my coworker, I'd be like, oh, yes. Like, I'd just be, that's a first for you on TV, huh, Tori? And then she's like, no, actually, I've been hit before on television.
Right?
I'm like, oh, my gosh, this poor girl. And then when she said, this is my last week, I'm like, this is my last day.
Yeah, I
Deuces,
think I'm out.
If I'm already done, you're not sending me out on the field again because I saw online people, a lot of like reporters across the country that do that kind of a gig where they go out there on the field. To do like the on the field reporting are all saying, yeah, it's not safe. Like it's just one person nowadays because of how budget cuts have been. You don't go out there with a lot of times with a cameraman or a crew. That
oh, that's
can look
her
out for
by
you.
Herself.
That's why you heard her go, I have to move the camera. So it's just her set up a camera and then does the report. So she has no one looking out for her.
Oh, that's lame. I didn't realize that was going up. Boy, wow. They send those people out alone? That's horrible.
Not all, but many.
Wow. Well, I mean, her in that particular instance, I mean, that, wow. Well, I'm glad she's okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, that makes sense as to why no one warned her, because she just was, like, doing her thing.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, some reporters are out there just saying, yeah, this highlights the dehumanizing things that reporters have to go through, especially in the smaller markets, just so they could get things done by a deadline and just the whole idea of just being sent out alone in those kind of situations where you just don't know if you're safe or not.
Yeah, that's a beating, literally.
And that, I mean, he just sounds so like,
he doesn't care.
How about that, Tori? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, Steve. Like,
I mean, I know.
She just got hit by a car. You could hear the panic in her voice.
Yes, and how about you get a little change? You change your newscaster delivery, or is that the only way you speak? Is that how you call out your wife's name and throws her passion? That was wonderful, Mary.
Ooh, that must be a first for you, huh, wife?
Wow.
Are we going to go high or low, honey? I mean, okay.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Say it. They're wild. Rabid. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So listen, man, something on your mind? Would you like to share it with the class? Well, you can, but make sure when you get through, you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just heard it, and it's been confirmed. Someone texted in when we were talking about Bonanza and the intro and all that. And like, and we're like, what the hell? How do you even know that? Someone says, geez, guys, you use that for your intro on Listeners on the Loose. It's Bonanza.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh,
that's probably why I know it so well.
I didn't even think about that until I'm like, think he might be right. And then as the intro's playing, Danny and I look at each other like, that's totally bonanza. Yeah. We're idiots.
Oh, yeah. I want to be sure about this. Hold on. So it's the Listeners on the Loose theme that we've been using for a skillion years on this fine program.
For at least the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
They're wild. And on the
Listeners
on the Loose.
That's it. So, wow. So Taz is also, because I think Taz put that together for us, so he's an old guy too. There you go. That's all I got to say. Taz and I and you, Steve.
Or he did it to endear himself to you.
Oh, look at that sucker.
Oh, let me play something for the old man. He'll stop he'll stop screaming at me.
Yeah.
Probably, that's probably the better thing. You're right. That's probably the answer. Well there you go. That. Bonanza theme. It is a cool theme. Fall Out Boy.
Cool.
Fall Out Boy is probably going
right
to sample
there.
It. Yeah.
That's not the coolest. Is that the coolest TV theme? It's no Greatest American Hero.
Please, flush that theme.
All right. It's no Charles in Charge.
Yeah, flush that theme too.
Wow.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
I mean, come on. Bonanza's got a good riff, dude. All right?
Cool. It's not a terrible riff.
It's a good riff. I mean, like I said, Fall Out Boy will sample it, just like they sampled the Munsters theme, which also had a good guitar riff.
But it's not.
You know
Charles
what the best
in charge of our days and our nights.
You are listening to yourself when you're singing this, right?
And
you sound you sound like somebody shot somebody on a yacht rock.
Charles
party.
In charge of me.
So come on, man. I think Bonanza deserved to be like head and head on the theme, you know, whatever you call it there, the president's thing that they call it.
No, my favorite.
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, that's
Mount
it.
Rushmore.
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore theme.
On the thing with the faces with the rocks in the sky.
That thing.
That but thing with not the four dudes that one time ran the countries.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have seen the people running around in my head trying to get me that information. And they're like, where are they? All the little guys working in my brain go, I'm trying, but the machines are broken. We can't get to the info you want.
The hamster on the hamster wheel inside of your brain just ran out of your ear and just jumped.
I was like, what is that thing? What are the presidents? We don't know.
With the guys.
Mount McKinley, Mount Vesuvius was like, no.
Mount Vesuvius.
So it said Cheers, best theme song ever.
Eh.
That's, Dude, when you're drunk and you get everybody, I've done this in Vancouver once, and get everyone that you're around, like 30 or so people, to start singing the theme to Cheers, it's exhilarating.
I don't even think I know the theme to
For
Cheers.
Your generation, Steve, I would say yes.
Yeah.
It's where everybody knows your name.
All right.
He doesn't know their name.
Today you've got everything you got.
See, everybody doesn't know their name.
You don't know this?
I don't.
Steve.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Yeah, Vicky and they want to get away from the song. All those nights when you've got no lights. This is yacht rock, too, really. I mean, God, this is so like, hey, everybody, let's have a...
This is like, I don't remember this verse.
No. Yeah.
This is like season one verse. There we go.
Everybody knows your name.
Come on, Danny.
Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came.
Just, guys, this...
Vicky, do you know this?
Where you can see.
This is like the Friends theme for his generation.
Oh, okay.
That's really what it is.
I was going to say, I've gotten the same reaction at the bar, like have everyone singing... with the Pokemon theme song.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Like, I've seriously gone a whole bar to just get up and start singing.
Okay, one of the greatest for me, though, of all time, I think you'll agree with me, Steve.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Living on a trying, whether we're near the end.
This is a good one. What's the... I don't know if you guys can find the Mr. Belvedere theme.
Yeah.
I used to love that.
I'm from a generation where the best theme songs had no words. There was nobody singing. They were just great instrumentals.
They were grunting because they were.
Except for Gilligan. Now, Gilligan was, they started the trend of making theme songs that I liked with words.
And that told the story every single time. So you knew exactly what you were getting once that show started.
Mm. Yeah. And which I guess when.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere.
Okay. Nobody wants this.
I do.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before.
Ragtime, baby.
Who cares?
Look at PJ's face.
Is this Leon Redbone?
As you came through the door.
I think it is. No, I didn't know he sang the Mr. Belvedere theme song.
Things get turned around and no one's
Somebody look that up. I believe it's Leon Redbone.
All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can.
Yeah,
wow. There we go.
I didn't know he sang it. All right.
To our new
arrival.
Damn. Life is more than mere survival.
Oh, man. Today just got better.
Yeah, all right, it gets a little crit because it's Leon, but, you know, still. It's the only reason.
Is it bad this entire time? I thought Mr. Belvedere was like a bear or something, like a cartoon bear.
Well, I mean, it kind of looks like a bear. Oh, cartoon bear.
You think of the Berenstain Bears or whatever?
Maybe. I don't know. I never actually looked at a picture.
It was a great show.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, who was in that?
Like a butler.
Remember. Now I'm understanding that Rick and Morty reference when they did Mr. Beauregard.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yep. Now you get it, Vicky.
I get it.
All
Yay.
Right. See? Yeah.
Then there was someone said, how about the Small Wonder theme? Oh, yeah, don't even get me going.
Why would they bring up your show? Of course you like that show. You sure you just didn't text yourself?
Let me double check. No, that wasn't me that texted.
Okay. Jesus, Small Wonder. What? So many better themes than that. Seriously.
I don't know. Find me one.
Okay, good. This is Small Wonder.
She's the Small Wonder.
How did you ever become a fan of grunge? Will you please help me out? How did you turn the corner and become a metal guy?
I thought this was a Christmas song for a second.
Yeah, it would be Christmas.
You know, listening
Christmas
to it back,
in hell.
Maybe not one of the best. Nostalgia in my brain made me think it was better than it was.
Yeah, that wasn't a great one.
That was pretty bad.
I love that you guys haven't touched on probably one of the greatest theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah, would that be
Scooby-Doo!
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I don't want to give it to you, but you know what? It's a classic.
Can we all agree, though, the texter brought this one up, Chris in Oak Harbor?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with this.
Yeah. No, Spider-Man gets a good number, too, because he does whatever a spider can. That's a cool theme.
And the Ramones covered it, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that gets a... But, you know, Gilligan, the Brady Bunch, also told the story, told you what was up with the whole family.
Someone said you guys are stuck in an 80s time loop. Well, that was when the best theme songs came out.
Truth.
Full House.
Okay, 80s, 90s. It was. But then everyone got short attention span, and they decided, you know what, we don't need these cool theme songs. And then it was just like something quick.
I agree. That's why I always love the Big Bang Theory, because they kept it going. You know what I mean? They got the Bare Naked Ladies. I love that theme song.
Keep
That's
out
a good
there,
one.
I'm
That's all I remember is that song.
And don't forget the end.
Bang!
Yeah. Steve's like, Steve and I did the same thing every time, and I would do that for my wife. I go, I'm going to sing you the thing. And then I would go, the pyramid, bang! That's all I ever would do.
The early 2000s, like, kid shows brought him back, too.
Yeah.
Like Hannah Montana or Drake and Josh. They all had, like, good theme songs, too.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
So I said, Bluey, am I right, Steve? Oh, I do get pretty pumped whenever the theme to Bluey starts.
Okay, please. Can we not? I know you kids have to watch this because of your things, but nobody wants this.
Your things.
Nobody wants this.
Their children.
Bluey!
We just nailed it.
You don't want it. You don't want it. All right? Nobody wants, you know, Baby Shark. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody wants any of that.
How about Thundercat, someone said.
Oh!
Thundercat.
I forgot about that.
I don't
that
even
one.
Remember the theme.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Gem and the Holograms. Oh, yeah. Truly outrageous. No. Truly outrageous.
God, you really had horrible... You know what? I thought that you had horrible taste recently, but no, it's been your whole life. Outside of music, you really are just a mess when it comes to your taste and stuff. I mean, musically, yeah. I won't give you... Musically, you know what you're doing, but outside of music, you're
well,
like a mess.
Well, kind of music.
But it's like TV music because these were the shows he loved.
But dude, Gem and the Holograms was on like after G.I. Joe in the mornings when I was getting ready for school. I didn't want to watch it, but it was on, so I watched.
Okay, so what do you got the Stockholm Syndrome for this theme now? Is that what's going
on? Dude, 1,000% became a fan because it was just on.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Ooh, someone's got a good question for us. What would you rather, Tim Hortons or Dunkin' Donuts coming to Washington State? For me, I'd want them Timbits. They have to come with Timbits. Otherwise, don't come to our country.
This is going to be sacrilege to everybody that I know, because Dunkin', of course, is from the Boston area. But their donuts have declined. I mean, they are not they're just not what they used to be. So Tim, all the way.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you can't. I mean, if you try to go head to head with Tim on with the Munchkins versus the Timbits are way better. And just donut wise, I feel like Top Hot is way better than Dunkin' Donuts. But Dunkin' Donuts coffee is really good.
That's true. Yeah, they do make good coffee.
I spent a lot of time on TikTok, and everyone from the East Coast always has, like, you know how we always have our Starbucks cups? Everyone always has a Dunkin's cup.
They're everywhere.
So I kind of want to try it, because I'm like, okay, if everyone's...
You've never tried it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
Their breakfast sandwiches are also really tasty. I used to get those. But the coffee, I get the Keurig cups.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing for me with Dunkin'. We had them, and we had very few in Albuquerque when I was growing up, but they were allowed to smoke in the Dunkin' Donuts. So for some reason to this day, if I have a donut from Dunkin' Donuts, it still tastes like cigarettes to me, and I can't do it.
It's like having tequila and you puke on it. It's like you can't have it anymore.
Yeah, and even though they haven't allowed smoking in a Dunkin' Donuts for forever, it's just like for some reason it relates that in my mind. And so I've never understood why Dunkin' Donuts was so special.
It's funny though. Sometimes I'm a glutton for punishment. I go on Facebook and I read people's comments when they complain about things.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
And it's like, you know, someone was complaining about the Kraken game because they were bothered that there was a Dunkin' Donuts ad on the boards, and they were mad about that. Like,
why?
How could you have a Dunkin' Donuts ad on the boards when we don't even have a Dunkin' Donuts? And of course, everyone's like, well, they're an official sponsor of the NHL. Which is what the Kraken are, so I'm sure that's a national thing, and it's going to, you know, some things are just, that's just the way. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this is what you're bothered about.
Yep.
Like, this is what you need to go on Facebook to complain about, is Dunkin' Donuts sign on the boards. Like, you can't enjoy the game because there's a Dunkin' Donuts sign, you're an idiot. It just seems, I just thought that was the funniest thing. And also, if you really want to enjoy Dunkin' Donuts, go to Target or wherever, and you can buy the Keurig cups or like the coffee, and you just do it in your thing.
Totally.
I think that's a big reason why they do it on why they have it, because I don't know how many places actually have Dunkin' Donuts anymore that the shops. But you're right, Steve. Those donut cups and their coffee reputation, that's probably a big reason why they'll advertise on every boards in the NHL, because you'll want to get those for your Keurig more than you'll want to go visit a Dunkin' Donuts.
I have a feeling that they do pretty well more on like that kind of stuff than the actual stores.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I could be wrong, but that's how I feel.
I'll have to see if they've upped their game, but I went to the airport Dunkin' Donuts because that's like, okay, I was boarding my flight leaving Boston. I'm like, oh, let me go get one. And I was so disappointed. But especially with what Top Pot does and Mighty O and those, and I'm sure that there's a lot of places in the New England area that also those great donut places. I can't believe Dunkin' hasn't upped their game, unless they just feel like, you know what? People aren't going to come to us for the frou-frou donuts, so we'll just give them this whatever. But they're not what they used to be at all.
Yeah, but they changed their name. They're not Dunkin' Donuts, right? They're just Dunkin'.
I
think they're
true.
Even like, look, we acknowledge that our donuts are not anymore like as special as they used to be. I don't know what the rationale behind that was, where they're just like, people are coming to us more for coffee than donuts. That's just leaning more into that.
Yeah. Well, with the health kick stuff, too. It's like, if you're
health schmelf.
Yeah. But I think that, like, people are just like, yeah, I'd rather go to Starbucks and have a bagel because it's more healthy than a donut.
I have no idea if a bagel is.
Yeah. It's still dough.
I do not think a bagel is more healthy.
I want a bagel.
Really. Danny goes, yeah, you know, like one of those vanilla cakes and the scones or the lemon cakes. Those are healthier. Yeah. The chocolate chip cookies are healthier than the donut, I'm sure. Yeah.
I just wanted a shout out real quick. Love for you guys to give a shout out to my sister, Officer Buck in Lakewood, from her brother Jonathan in Randolph, New York. I'm listening through your app. Thanks.
Give her a shout.
What's up, Officer Buck?
Where's Randolph, New York, Steve? I feel like I know where that is. Or is that anywhere near New York City?
I'll give you the same answer I give my wife when she asks me about places that I don't know. I go, oh, no, probably upstate.
It's over there.
Or it's in Long Island, for all I know.
Yeah.
It is upstate.
There you go. See?
All right. That's how I know.
Whenever I don't know a name of a place in New York, it's either upstate or it's like kind of close to Long Island. Close to Buffalo, it looks like.
Oh, that's Venus how I know Point. Randolph. Yep. There we go. I knew the name.
I mean, close-ish. But all right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's on the way, you know, or where it's somewhere in the vicinity. So the noisy Bills fans will be talking about it. The Bills Mafia. Great.
Text just came in saying I went to the Acropolis. The joke put it in quotes on Sunday. Great steak, horrible lap dance.
Oh, aww. When you go to a place and the steak is better than the lap dance,
I don't know if you're going to the Acropolis for Acropolis. Damn you, Linda! Yes. Acropolis.
There you go.
You did it.
Third time.
You
we're renaming
did it.
It.
Dude, I can't get that out of my head ever since your girlfriend called it the Acropolis.
You're welcome.
It's like a mental struggle now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're going really. I'm sure lap dances are fine, but I thought you're just going really for the ambiance of the steaks and the drinks and girls dancing around you and throwing dollars on the table, but not really going off to get a dance. Yeah.
Oh, see, I had no idea. I thought that's exactly why you went there. Okay.
No, it's more about the vibe. I think lap dances is more of a thing here in Washington because there's nothing else to do. Whereas, like, in Oregon, like, all the places you could drink, and, like, it's more of a sociable thing as opposed to just going there with, you know what I mean, if that makes sense?
I have, you know what, that's interesting. Most establishments that I've been in, it's really been Washington, whatever, the lap dance was a big part of it. So I didn't know that this was... Different at the Acropolis.
I bet it's still popular. I just think, though, the more popular thing is probably just posting up at the stage and throwing dollars down.
And it's pretty open because there's multiple stages. Wherever you're sitting, you can turn around and you could see someone else on another stage. So, yeah, you're really there, like Steve said, for the ambiance.
What's a dance like, though, nowadays in the COVID world, like a lap dance? Like, do they just, like, hover over you, kind of like a toilet seat that's dirty? You know what I mean? Like, you know, or, like...
Good question.
Like, are you actually like getting a lap dance?
No, or face to face, I bet.
Or masks on.
Or
you have to hold like a plexiglass shield.
That's what you got to do. Yeah,
that's funny because then that keeps your hands from touching things that you shouldn't be touching.
Oh, good call.
I'm just picturing like that giant body condom that he wore in the Naked Gun movie. If you remember that scene, that's all I'm picturing.
Or Bubble Boy, like one of those like human soccer ball. That you see at the park when people put those like giant bubbles on.
These are all great ideas.
I would go there.
Yeah, that's not a lap dance anymore. That's an aura dance at that point. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what the world is like these days, but if any strippers are listening, let us know what lap dances are like post-COVID world.
Yeah, we need that info.
Yeah, 206-421-ROCK.
Text us at 77999. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Someone said, so what do you guys do during the commercials and music? I've always wondered that.
Oh. Well,
play on TikTok.
Yeah, make TikToks. I make Joe feel awkward with my TikToks.
I sometimes just watch wrestling with no audio on it.
Sometimes we have some great food in the kitchen that we got.
Yeah, I'm trying to chug a lot of water, so a lot of pee breaks.
Yeah.
Say hi to guys from down the hall.
Yeah, I do a lot of walking around. That's my thing. Love to walk around and just say, wait, what's up to everybody? And then come back.
Do you have your poles here? Do you walk around with your poles?
I don't have my poles, but luckily the ground is not uneven, so I feel safe enough to be able to not roll my ankle when I'm walking around the office.
But what if there was an earthquake?
I know. If there was an earthquake, I'm done. But you know what? I have a feeling if there's an earthquake, maybe rolling an ankle is the least I'm going to be worried about.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how good our building is, to be honest with you. Though I was in the building, you know, for the earthquake that we had, almost over 20 years ago about that, in Nisqually. And the buildings did do well.
Yeah, the old buildings, they definitely were on rollers.
Yeah. Well, you were in a different building than I was.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah. I was in those big twin toaster buildings.
Yeah, so those worked. I'm glad to hear that. My building was like a three-floor building.
The funny thing is, though, I was there for like one of the smaller ones. I wasn't there for the big one because I just got back from Vegas for a buddy's bachelor party, and I was on a massive bender.
Oh, so you missed the Nisqually.
No, dude, I was in my bedroom in Lower Queen Anne, and I woke up. I literally got home that morning. And I was fried. My brain was fried. There was a lot of substances. There's probably many holes in my brain because of that weekend. But I remember just like waking up thinking my room was spinning. Like it was just something because of the hangover. And then I'm seeing the light fixtures are swinging. And I'm like, okay, this is not the hangover that's doing this. And then I realized that, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of an earthquake. And I'm freaking out because I'm in a building that was built in like the early 1900s. I'm like, oh man. I don't know what to do right now. Like, do I just stay in bed and put the blanket over my head? Because, you know, that's going to save me.
Yeah, the blanket said that's what they tell you to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Close.
They really don't tell you to do that.
When it finally settles down, I get up and I go outside because this is back when I was an apartment manager it was like on First and John, right by the Space Needle. And I go out there and there's like someone from the city is standing outside of my apartment complex. And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He goes, we just figured this would be the first building to go because of the earthquake. And it was like,
jeez,
I need to get out of this place. Like, he's like, yeah, this is like on our top five places that we were thinking that might have like suffered some massive damage. And a couple of bricks fell from the top of it, but nothing major.
Well, it's a good thing you get out of there. When the city shows up figuring, well, this is where the first debris is going to happen.
Right? Yeah. Like, we should go check that place out.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.